Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden concluded a three-state swing over the weekend where he stumped for Democratic candidates ahead of November's midterm elections. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Ehrlich reports.
Biden's trip took him through Colorado, California, then Oregon. Appearing in Portland, Biden urged support for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tina Kotek and highlighted his party's recent bipartisan wins like drug price reforms and the Inflation Reduction Act.
And look, instead of that money going in the pockets of drug companies, it'll go in your pockets in the form of lower drug prices. You know, there's more money at the end of the month to pay those grocery bills, get your car repaired, buy your grandson a birthday gift. That's the important stuff.
But with a less than 43% approval rating, a visit from Biden is not a guaranteed boost. For NPR News, I'm April Ehrlich in Portland, Oregon.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says inflation remains a real problem in the U.S., but speaking on ABC's This Week, he says once the Inflation Reduction Act takes effect, there are a number of tools that will help lower costs to many people.
We have ways to bring prices down on prescription drugs, letting Medicare finally negotiate, capping insulin for those on Medicare at $35 a month, that $2,000 out-of-pocket cap on prescription drugs.
The mayor of Stockton, California, says his city is resting easier following the Saturday arrest of a man suspected of killing six men in a series of shootings. Five of those shootings took place in Stockton. Mayor Kevin Lincoln says he shed tears of relief when he was told of the arrest. Police say 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee had a gun when he was stopped and appeared to be out looking for another victim. Sources in Tehran say that shots were fired and tear gas was used during the fire that broke out at Evin prison on Saturday night. The authorities say the fire was caused by a riot in a workshop as Iran continues to be rocked by anti-government protests. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
The scale of the fire at Evin prison last night, with the sound of gunfire and explosions from within, raised fears that the situation was far worse than the Iranian authorities had originally acknowledged. Officials were swift to say things had been brought under control and that the incident was confined to a workshop where fighting had broken out between criminal rather than political prisoners. But this morning, the judicial authority released a statement saying four prisoners had died, with more than 60 others injured.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Kremlin officials are blaming Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in Donetsk. The city is controlled by separatist forces. The municipal building was seriously damaged by the rocket attack. Elsewhere, Ukrainian officials say Russian rockets struck a city near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and Kyiv also says Ukrainian forces are holding their line in fierce fighting around the town of Bakhmut. You're listening to NPR News. Dozens of entrepreneurs, technologists, and educators are calling on tech companies to support a free and open internet in Iran. The appeal comes as ongoing protests sparked by the death of a young woman after being detained by the country's morality police continue. Sarah Husseini from member station KQED reports.
The open letter is calling on companies like Google, Meta, and Apple to support digital rights in Iran. Asma Karoubi is an Iranian startup founder now based in Portugal.
You're just saying, just let us use your services.
The letter follows a recent Biden administration meeting with leaders from 20 global tech companies, encouraging them to take advantage of newly relaxed sanctions and resume services in Iran. Major tech companies are also facing growing internal pressure from Iranian-American employees. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Husseini in San Francisco.
A new report has found significant radioactive contamination at an elementary school in suburban St. Louis. The report was produced by Boston Chemical Data Corporation. Its results were based on samples taken at sites inside the Jenna Elementary School in August. The school sits in the floodplain of Coldwater Creek, which was contaminated by nuclear waste from weapons production during World War II. The school is still being used to teach students. Omaha's Henry Doorly Aquarium has closed several exhibits after one of its pelicans died from bird flu earlier this week. As a precaution, zoo officials closed the exhibits for at least 10 days. So far this year, more than 47 million chickens and turkeys have been slaughtered to limit the spread of bird flu during this year's outbreak. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.